Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, folks. We're going to jump right into this because we have a lot coming your way. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council Member, District A, joins us at 12:30. We'll talk about the city budget, JIRR, the roads program, as well as ICE rates throughout the metropolitan area. At 12:10, Steve Krim, president of the American Foundation, a project of Common Sense America. Did you know that we import concrete into this country and that we don't have the capacity at the present time to generate enough concrete for the building across this country? Kind of serious. We'll talk about that. Tiger Joyce joins us at 11:30, president of American Tort Reform Association. We'll talk about judicial hellholes. We visited with him last year. We'll see if anything has changed. Palmer Montalbano, executive director of FAMCOR Foundation. It's a not-for-profit that engages every year in Hams for Fams, and it aims to provide a Christmas meal and more for over hundreds of families, and we'll talk about that. Peter Lumage, Republican strategist. A recent poll, Gallup Kettering survey of more than 20,000 Americans showed broad agreement on foundational democratic principles, and we'll find out why. So I wanted to talk about, there's a lot to talk about, folks, but I'm going to talk about this immigration issue yet again today, because the talking heads are jumping on this train of misdirection and lack of candor. And they're doing so because they seem to believe that there's a change in the heart of Americans as it relates to immigration. But they're not telling the whole story. They are not engaged in candor with you. They are taking snippets and blowing them out of proportion as to what actually is happening. And from a law enforcement perspective, we are villainizing an organization that is charged with enforcing statutes on the books relative to immigration. So let's talk about the facts. All right. But first, I want to address former Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who jumped on this train of lack of candor and misdirection in a huge way by offering up an op-ed piece that is totally, totally misleading. And we'll talk about why. He says that we're living through a defining moment in the American story, one that forces us to ask just who gets to come to this country, but who we are once they do. He goes on to say that many undocumented who cleared rubble, repaired homes, and revived neighborhoods, they believed in the promise of America, and they helped rebuild New Orleans. That's true. They did, and we took advantage of their cheap labor. But we don't point that out, right? And the reality is that, does that cure all the ills that these folks have been involved in? I'm not saying they're bad folks. They just decided to come to the country illegally. He went on to quote President Ronald Reagan in saying that he understood this promise. Very misleading, the way that he presents it. In his farewell address, he described America as a shining city on a hill with doors open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. He reminded us that America is defined not by bloodline or birthplace, but by belief. in freedom, opportunity, and one another. It is uniquely American to believe that where you're born should not define what you can become. Today, that promise is under threat. Well, he doesn't point out that Ronald Reagan was talking about doing this within the parameters of the law. Not that we had open borders and that we were just allowing people in to the interior of this country. And they did so during the 4 years during the Biden administration. There's two parts of this: border security and interior enforcement. And they always want to talk about one, not the other. He says that instead of seeing, Mitch Landrieu that is, instead of seeing immigrants as neighbors, teammates, future Americans, Donald Trump, Homan, Miller, hope we see them as scapegoats. Immigration enforcement has become a theater of cruelty, playing out not just in Washington or along the southern border, but in parks, schools, farms, neighborhoods across the country, including here in Louisiana. He throws out this general term, immigrants. No, they're addressing illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, to use the language in the immigration law. He also goes on to say, unlike police, they operate under a lower threshold than probable cause, meaning they can stop people based on vague suspicion. That was set up by bipartisan votes in Congress. In fact, so much so that Congress took immigration cases out from under the jurisdiction of the federal district courts. It's why they're losing as many cases as they are, because they don't have the jurisdiction. The immigration activists know this, but they're just trying to delay and clog up our court system and spend your hard-earned dollars that you pay in taxes to perpetuate their myths about how this is supposed to work. Mitch Landrieu goes on to say that there is a dangerous agenda at play, dividing America by turning outsiders into enemies. It's a politics of othering that undermines the principle at the heart of the Great Seal in our democracy, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. He talks about Congress allocating $170 billion for militarized mass deportations. And this is the kicker. This is great, because everybody's jumping on this train now because they believe the public's turning. Americans are tough, but not cruel. They want an immigration system that is legal, fair, and controlled. We have one. It's just nobody's enforcing the rules. Americans also agree that people who commit serious crimes should be deported. Yes, they do, but Democrats don't, because they won't allow in the cities, the jails to cooperate with immigration, the path of least resistance, to identify those who have violated the law, to identify those who under the immigration laws of this country would be subject to deportation. They stand in the way of doing that. So why are you not practicing what you preach? He goes on to say that the Catholic Church, of all people who have made millions on immigration programs over the years, and look around at your archdiocesan churches throughout this country and see how many of these illegal immigrants they're actually taking care of and supporting with their archdiocesan dollars. What you're going to find is not many. And in fact, in some jurisdictions, none at all. But they will preach to us about what it is that is necessary for us to do to be moral, right? And then that morality clause comes in. This is not just a policy crisis. It's a crisis of identity and morality. Who do we want to be? Let's ensure the answer honors our past and builds on our uniquely American promise, a better future for all of us. Well, it's interesting because our past, we actually deported people. So I came across an article in NPR. This is not a conservative bastion by any stretch of the imagination, right? And I think it's worth reading. It was authored, it's actually an interview. Sergio Martinez Beltran, who works for NPR. And he's being interviewed by someone, Ms. Chang, and it starts out this way, the transcript. Deportations under President Biden have hit the highest point in almost a decade. The number of removals conducted in 2024 by ICE has surpassed those conducted during the first Trump administration. Wow. This is a badge of honor. Little did we know that people felt this way. Deportations under Biden have hit their highest point in a decade. The number of removals conducted in 2024 by Immigration and Customs Enforcement has surpassed those conducted during the first Trump administration. Chang asks, hey, okay, so the latest numbers were released by ICE yesterday, right? What exactly do they tell us? Well, Martinez Beltran says, it tells us that the Republican narrative that the Biden administration has done hasn't not done anything to combat illegal immigration is just not true. In fact, according to ICE, 271,484 people were removed from the U.S. That's an increase of nearly 90% from the last fiscal year. Chang, wow. Martinez Beltran. And you know, the migrants deported this year came from 192 countries, although most folks hailed from Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras in that order. Now, the big takeaway from Biden's deportation numbers is that his strategy of quickly removing people who had crossed the southern border illegally seemed to have worked. He's done this by deploying additional agents, oh my God, but also by negotiating with other countries to accept these deportees. Wow, does it sound familiar? Chang, okay. And how does Biden record compare to the first Trump administration? I'm wondering, because Trump has said that he is going to oversee the largest deportation operation in the history of this country starting next January, which was this past January, 2025. Martinez Beltran, right. I mean, 2019 was a year when removals hit a peak during the Trump administration. Back then, ICE removed 267,258 migrants, a little less than Biden in 2024. Chang, okay. Martinez Beltran, and the strategy of the Trump administration focused more on removing people from the interior of the country. Okay, well, as we talk about the border, we know that the number of unauthorized crossings has gone down a lot, especially since this summer when Biden implemented new rules. How is the border today, would you say? Martinez Beltran, it's pretty quiet, you know, especially when you compare it to this time last year when we saw a record high of unauthorized crossings. For example, in November, Border Patrol agents encountered nearly 47,000 unauthorized migrants along the southern border. The same month last year, there were nearly 191,000 encounters. And something unusual happened last month. More migrants showed up at official border crossings than those arrested by Border Patrol for crossing without authorization. Why is that? Chang asked. Martinez Beltran, well, the Biden administration has made it more difficult for migrants to claim asylum if they enter the country illegally. So many are waiting in Mexico to get an appointment with Customs and Border Protection to petition for asylum. Hence the higher number of people presenting at ports of entry. Chang, ah. Martinez Beltran, another reason for the overall drop in unauthorized crossings is that Mexico has been helping the U.S. in stopping people trying to reach the U.S. border. And they've been sending the folks to southern Mexican states. And that makes it really complicated for folks to try to go back north since they need money. And it's also pretty dangerous. Yeah, Chang. And real quick, as we get closer to the new year, what can we expect to happen at the southern border? Martinez Beltran. So last week, I was in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, and migrants who were waiting there told me they were worried about not being allowed to claim asylum. Many were trying to figure out next steps. Some even told me they might try to come into the country illegally before the new administration takes over. Chang, wow. Martinez Beltran. So they're paying attention. Chang, yeah. That is NPR immigration correspondent Sergio Martinez. Thank you, Sergio. Martinez Beltran, you're welcome, Chang. What are we talking about here? What is Mitch Landrieu talking about? What are the values that he points out that he's trying to say that Republicans are the only ones that are involved in these deportation efforts as it relates to immigration, but yet, all these folks are bragging about deportations hitting a 10-year high in 2024 under the Biden administration, negotiating with Mexico, taking principles from Remain in Mexico, turning folks away and not letting them and not granting them asylum. Of course, this was after he had already let over 6, maybe 7, maybe 8 million across the border, right? In the early years of his administration. And they would have you believe that what the Republicans are doing today is horrible. It's immoral. Even the Catholic Church is involved itself in saying how terrible this is. Well, why? Where were they when all of this was going on under the Biden administration? So let's look at the official numbers that we have a full year from. So the federal year runs from October to September. So from October 2023 to September 30 of 2024, under the Biden administration, there were 777,580 removals and returns. 79% of those non-criminal convictions. 92,000 of those were administrative returns, and 355,000 were actually enforcement returns. And then the Executive Office of Immigration Review, Immigration Courts, they ordered 271,484 removals in 1 year. They also issued in the first quarter of fiscal year 2024, 42,000 in absentia orders, where the illegal alien themselves did not show up in court. They did not get the benefit of any due process. The court ordered them deported. Deported. And the Biden administration took advantage of expedited removals at the border without any benefit of any of the constitutional protections that we keep hearing Democrats talking about misleading this and gaslighting this issue. As it relates to Republicans, they engaged in expedited removals. Go figure. How does that work? And how is it that now, just a short period later, all of this is a huge problem, a threat to democracy? In fact, we have an identity problem. We don't know who we are. Are we moral? Are we immoral? But yet the numbers that have been stacking up so far this year in 2025, they may not reach the Biden numbers. How can that be? Oh my God, no. Really? What are we going to say then? And it was interesting, you know, in the New York Times article, because we all talk about this is a question of morality. This is a question of who we are, who we're going to be. And yet the Biden administration officials were recommending to President Biden at the time, even before he took office, that his policies were going to lead to chaos. They were not going to help immigrants. In fact, they would harm them. And it would make it really hard for them and dangerous for them by setting up these policies. But they were concerned about losing the Latino community, about losing progressives. In fact, so much so that President Biden said, I will not lose this community. So he made sure that he wouldn't. And the only difference between what they were doing and what is being done now is that there's more of a focus on the interior of the country. Why? Because they waved in so many illegal aliens into this country. Don't be misled by individuals who are not telling you the entire story. They're not telling you the truth. And this is not a case where both can be true. They are wearing it as a badge of honor back in December of 2024. This article that I just read to you, this interview, was in December 20th, to be exact, of 2024. What a difference 11 months makes. And of course, a Republican in the White House. Now it's entirely different. Now if we engage in the same practices under the immigration laws of this country, they're immoral. Now the Catholic Church and others are coming out speaking from the pulpits about what is actually happening. Where were they 4 years ago? Where were they just last year in 2024 when they were deporting record numbers, more than in the previous 10 years, going all the way back to 2014? Where were they? Why were they not concerned? Were we not immoral then? They brag in here about making it more difficult for individuals to enjoy the American dream. You know why? It was a political issue. I simply ask, when is the hypocrisy going to end? And when are folks going to actually see what's happening, what's being done here? And meanwhile, we will villainize those that we've actually hired to enforce the rules. You know what's interesting, too? As Mr. Landrieu pointed out, that unlike police, they operate under a lower threshold. In a lot of the cases, that's absolutely true. But that was an authority and a power given to them by Congress in a bipartisan bill that both Democrats and Republicans voted for. Why was that not an issue for Mitch Landrieu when he was in the Biden administration not too long ago? And where was he in 2024? Why was he not rising up from the ashes of what's left of our democratic principles in this country to talk about deportations? Interesting. We'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DiAnaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, some folks kind of pretty picayune-ish about some of what they're saying in response to what I had to say in my monologue. It was a different Pope back then. Well, I mean, if you're going to do your homework, you do your homework. You understand what the policies were. You understand how the enforcement shaped itself in this country. And if I'm able to find the data, I'm sure folks in the Vatican can find the data, and others throughout the archdiocese across this country can find the data as well. I mean, it's not like this information is being hid somewhere. It's all there. The real question here is that folks just don't like the delivery of Trump. I don't either. But this is not about Trump. This is about immigration. And this is about how do we deal with this fact, and how are we going to go about looking at this in the future? And are we going to reward people that come to this country illegally as opposed to granting the privilege to those that have been trying to do it the right way, who have been sitting outside of this country for years trying to get here the right way, but are not able to do so because our system is so bogged down dealing with the mess that the Biden administration left us by not engaging in border enforcement. And then when it became a political issue leading up to the election, in the fall of 2024, as I just pointed out, we all know what happened. Had more deportations than any previous year. Remember, that budget year ended September 30, 2024. The election was the following months after that. So they wanted to post as though they were actually fully engaged and taking on this issue. And the real irony is they went back to the same programs that were implemented in the first administration of Trump. Those policies: remain in Mexico, negotiate with Mexico, negotiate with Honduras, negotiate with others. There are some countries in Central America we do not have the ability to really negotiate, Nicaragua being one of them, and others, Venezuela being one as well. So what the Biden administration created, the Cuba, Haitian, Nicaragua, Venezuela program that the Trump administration has done away with. But the fact of the matter is, when we talk about whether or not we are eroding democracy because of the manner in which we're conducting the operations out on the streets of this country that are embraced by immigration law, and we talk about the fact that we want and we believe, and this is what they're trying to get everyone to believe in, conflating this issue, that, oh, well, we believe the criminals ought to be deported. Well, the easiest way to do that is honor the detainers, because you have them standing in front of you. If you believe that, and that's what you want to accomplish, why are you not embracing that? Why not make it easier? But, you know, the byproduct is then you don't have to have as many operations across this country because you have a healthy removal process going on that's coming out of the jails and prisons in this country. And it makes it a lot easier. I talked about this yesterday. New York released 7,000 illegal alien criminals back out onto the streets of their city. Why? Because they don't want to cooperate with ICE. But they are the same people that would have you believe that they want the illegal alien criminals, they believe they should be deported. Really? Actions speak louder than words. Where's the action? I tell you what the action's been across this country. We've had Democrat mayors that are engaged in policy making, engaged in media initiatives to educate folks that came to this country illegally as to how to avoid the enforcement arm of an agency that you, the taxpayers, are paying. That's what they've been concerned about. And I've yet to see any of them go to the podium and say, I met with the sheriff today. I met with the keeper of the jail today. And we are encouraging them to honor ICE detainers. We are encouraging them to deal with the criminal element of the illegal alien population right there, because that's the least intrusive and that will minimize the number of strategies being deployed by Border Patrol and immigration out on the streets of our city. And we believe that our communities are going to be a lot safer as a result thereof. Does anybody, I'd love to hear from somebody. Does anybody believe that that doesn't make more sense? That this is just a transfer? Get on the phone, call ICE. They're able to look into this individual days before they're getting to be released from the jail that you have them in. And maybe they find out they can stay. And in some cases, I'm sure that's going to be exactly what happened. If charges are dropped and things of that nature, they're able to assess them. They're able to document them if they've never been documented here before. And maybe they're not going to be removed. Maybe they're going to be given a court date. I don't know, because the system is so backed up and clogged up because of all the people that came in. Just maybe. But you get the benefit of documenting. The same way with, and you get a fingerprint in the AFIS system, the automatic fingerprint identification system, right? And you get a picture of them. And in some states, not all, you're going to get DNA as well. So if they were to commit a crime on another day, at another time, you're going to have a bunch of forensic evidence that's going to make it much easier for you to prove your case. You know what's amazing? There, we do that to citizens every day, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. No one's marching in the streets, no one's throwing bricks at law enforcement, no one's spitting on anybody, no one's damaging vehicles and burning buildings and doing any of those things when we do that to citizens. How is it that we get to the point in this country where we're doing that as a result of individuals that make the conscious decision to come to this country illegally? This duality is really mind-numbing to me. That we would attack our own. Those that raise their hand to support the Constitution and laws of the United States, Constitution and laws of the state of Louisiana, and whatever the ordinances of the city of New Orleans might be. And we put them at risk because we're providing information as to how to circumvent whatever strategies they deploy . None of that's going to change the laws. Go to D.C. None of that's going to change. I mean, you know, we talk about compromise all the time. Why is it that we can't get somewhere here? Because what we want to do is create an amnesty program for everybody here first before we're able to do any border restrictions or make it more difficult to get into this country at the border. Fine-tune asylum. Fine-tune all of those areas where we know that there are abuses. You see, if you run a business, what you do is that when you find the inefficiencies or you find that there's fraud, waste, or abuse in certain of the WIPs, the works in process within an organization, good CEOs and COOs and CFOs, you know what they do? They remediate that problem. They strengthen their internal controls. But not in America. No. Because we're worried about the politics, because we're not willing to consume political capital, and that's why transformational change is never brought about by political leaders. We're looking at polls. But we know better in our heart of hearts what is actually happening. But for some reason or another, we want to stare the obvious in the face and walk right around it. It doesn't mean that we're anti-immigration. Actually, if we did what we were supposed to do as it relates to the laws that are on the books today, we could allow more in illegally. I mean, legally. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? And maybe we could engage in economic credentialing. Maybe we could make sure they have a sponsor. Maybe we could make sure that they're able to support themselves, that they're not going to end up on social programs where the taxpayers are going to have to fund and finance these individuals. Maybe we wouldn't have the shortage of doctors. Maybe we wouldn't have the shortage of nurses. Maybe we wouldn't have the shortage of engineers. Maybe we wouldn't have all of the shortages that we have in a bunch of professional occupations if we started looking out for the best interests of our country. And maybe we wouldn't have to schedule a doctor's appointment 6 months out. Just maybe. Just maybe. In fact, rural health care right now in this country is so reliant on H-1B visas of physicians. I was reading an article, I think it was in the Washington Post the other day, about medical physicians, particularly nephrologists, in rural America dealing with kidneys and kidney ailments, that we can't fill the number of medical positions that we need because the doctors that we're graduating from medical school don't want to work where the road ends in a particular town somewhere. There's one way in, one way out. So what we do is we go get foreign doctors to come to this country to provide those services. And we're talking about limiting H-1B visas right now because of the big mess that we've created here. But maybe, just maybe, if we got a little bit more strategic as to what we need and align that with who we're going to let into this country, I'd love to hear from somebody as to why can't we look out for our own best interest? Why is that a problem for us as a country? I don't get it. But yet we will complain about costs. We will complain about access. We will complain about inefficiencies. We will complain about a whole lot of things, and we have opportunities to remediate that in our face, but we choose to go in a different direction.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back. And in all fairness and complete transparency, when I was talking about the H-1B visa program, as one of the texters points out, the critical nature of that at the present time was created by Trump, because he's charging $100,000 now for the H-1B visas. But my point is that we have relied on the immigrant population to backfill in this country so many things that we ought to be doing ourselves, right? Maybe we should engage and invest in more medical schools. Maybe we should graduate more doctors. Maybe we should have more research training here in this country and not have to rely on others. And maybe the cost of the delivery of service would go down if we paid attention to what was actually happening. You're seeing this with PBMs, with pharmacy benefit manager programs, now that a lot of the pharmaceutical companies are going direct to the consumer. And they're not going through the PBMs that are playing, you know, serious games with access to different medications based on discounting that are giving in certain areas of this country. And it's interesting because a lot of things in other areas of the country may be cheaper than what it is here for us to purchase, depending on our utilization of these particular medicines. Really crazy. We're working against our own best interests. That was the point of what I was trying to make. And Trump is not immune from engaging in the same silliness. I've said that over and over and over again. I understand that people are angry at Trump because of his delivery. I don't like it at all. You know, the interesting thing here, though, is that in many respects, he's more transparent than anyone. Because he doesn't sucker punch you. He tells you exactly what he's going to do and how he's going to go about doing it. Now, we don't seem to like that approach. We would much rather, as Biden and other presidents, to include Republicans as well, George Bush and others, they like to lurk in the shadows and engage in these same programs and policies that we've talked about in immigration, but in the shadows. We're not asked to look at it, to see it, to hear about it. It's okay. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. We don't have to deal with it. I don't like the delivery. I don't like the rhetoric, but I do like the approach of letting me know exactly what we are doing as a country. I do like that level of transparency. I don't like to have to read about things 2 years after the collection and the reporting of the data reveals that 2 years ago, we deported more people than we ever deported in the history of the country or in the previous 10 years or whatever the headline may be. I kind of rather know while it's going on. That's just me. It may not be you. But I think that's the primary difference in how we are embracing this or not. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.